Now, the British ambassador to the United States has reportedly labeled President Donald Trump and his administration as, quote, inept and uniquely dysfunctional. According to British media, Sir Kim Darroch says that Trump's presidency could crash and burn and end in disgrace. He described the U.S. president as insecure and incompetent, saying that his administration is unlikely to become less diplomatically clumsy. Darroch confirmed vicious infighting and chaos inside the White House despite Trump's denial. The British diplomat also called the U.S. president's policy on Iran incoherent and chaotic. He made a comment in a series of secret briefing notes to London, which was leaked by the media. The U.K. Foreign Office has not denied the report. Instead, it insists that the ambassador's views are not necessarily the views of the government. Now, from London, I'm joined by James Tweedy, journalist and commentator on international affairs. Good to have you with us, James. Media leak was already there, and London is clarifying that this is not necessarily our official point of view, and the UK has already adopted a kind of hawkish and aggressive stance recently regarding Iran, given that seizure of the super tanker and some other, you know, threatening to leave the JCPOA and all that. Let's have your assessment of the situation.
First, I would say that the leak says there are factions in the US government, and there are always factions in every government and every political party, so it's good to have them in the open, really. It's unfortunate that the leak doesn't identify, or the reports don't identify, what those factions are, but we can see some of them. Some of them are very clear. There's one that you could call the Michael Bolton faction, because it's Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, which are very hawkish and are seeking military confrontation with Iran and regime change in Venezuela and so on. It's interesting. I mean, the report, the leak says something that perhaps people had already assumed, that Donald Trump wasn't ready to actually take military action against Iran recently when he pulled off those airstrikes. His preference is not for a war, and that he knows that another large war would be very politically unpopular in his country and make him unelectable, you know, ruin his chances of being reelected.
Mm-hmm. And also, let's have your also comments on what we just heard of the British ambassador to the U.S. saying he called Trump's administration inept, uniquely dysfunctional, and that it could end in disgrace.
Well, it's interesting. I think what's changed here is that British diplomats are willing to say these things about the Trump administration when they weren't willing to say them about the previous Obama administration, because under Obama it became very clear that the US has five foreign policies, one made by the president, and another by the State Department, and another by the Defense Department, and another by Congress, and another by the CIA. And at various times, in fact, quite recently, in Syria, you've seen Islamist sectarian forces that are supported by the CIA fighting Kurdish separatist forces that are supported by the Pentagon. And the Russians, back under Obama, said that the Americans were incapable of agreement. They were openly saying that. So is it inept? One thing you can say about the Trump administration is that it has made undeniable the fact that the US dictates defense policy to its so-called partners in NATO, which it has been doing since NATO was formed. But last year, Donald Trump went to the NATO Leaders Summit and turned up late and left early and openly, in public, gave orders to the other members of NATO. And that caused a great stir, but except, you know, one could thank him, perhaps, for exposing and making totally undeniable the fact that the USA tells NATO what to do.
All right. I appreciate your comments. James Tweedy, journalist and commentator on international affairs, who joined us. from London.